Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the weather, as we are in a heat wave. And we're going to be hearing from Environment Canada as we may be close to setting a new record. What that record is, well, obviously, we're about to experience some of our hottest temperatures. So you're going to have to wait and hear about what that record specifically is going to be. Now, before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Renee Wells. And Renee, you are officially the sixth person to announce that they will be running in this year's municipal election for Ward 1. You're joining Joseph Mugato, Sandy Bowman, Jennifer Vardy, Funky Banjoko, and Alex McKenzie. So, Renee, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and you are running for Ward 1 in this year's municipal election. Before we get into your priorities and the main reason why you wanted to run, for those in the community who maybe just don't know who you are, as it's impossible for 70,000 plus people to know everything about you, can you just share a little bit about yourself for our listeners?
Absolutely. I moved here with my family to the region in 2007. I originally came here as a member of the Wood Buffalo RCMP and their senior leadership team. I was one of three people in a senior leadership role there as an inspector. I came up here on the originally on a three-year plan, and liked what I saw. So did my wife and our children, and we decided we're going to stay here in Fort McMurray.
That's a little different. I don't hear a three-year plan. I usually hear a one-year plan, but always nice to hear these stories about people coming into the community and staying long-term. I'm curious, someone who's been an RCMP, a Mountie, I believe you were working with the RMWB for a little bit. I don't know if you're still working there, but what made you want to look into getting into politics?
Well, my experiences throughout my professional life have naturally brought an interest in public service, whether that would be as a member of government. I did, after leaving the RCMP, became part of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, specifically the director of emergency management. And I was there for a number of years, and then moved over to the private sector, where I now manage a health and safety program for a local Indigenous company. But whether in the private or the public sector, I realize and fully understand the role that that government has, and I just want to give back to the community.
I'm curious, what are your main priorities? We always hear from every candidate certain items that they want to see get accomplished if they're so lucky to get elected. So I'm curious as to what are the big priorities for you?
Well, I've narrowed them down to three, and I'll just go over them quickly, and if you want to speak more about them or question me more about them, then by all means. So first and foremost, the protection of people, properties, and municipal infrastructure, they're very important to me after what we've seen that has gone on in the last couple of years. I'm also very much in favor of a vibrant, healthy, productive municipal workforce. And then finally, my third priority would be improve relationships with our business, industry, and Indigenous partners and councils in the region, and with both levels of government, whether that's in Ottawa or in Edmonton.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Renee Wells, who is the sixth person to announce their intention to run for one of six Ward 1 council seats in this year's municipal election.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Renee Wells, who is the sixth person to announce their intention to run for one of six Ward 1 council seats in this year's municipal election. He joins Joseph Mugato, Sandy Bowman, Jennifer Vardy, Funky Banjoko, and Alex McKenzie. And before the break, we were learning a little bit more about Renee himself. He is the former director of emergency management for the RMWB, as well as a member of the RCMP. And Renee, before the break, you also kind of touched on your main priorities if elected to be one of Ward 1's six councillors. So let's go between the three priorities themselves. So starting off with the first one, which is protecting properties and protecting the residents of the region. Can you just kind of expand on that a little bit, please?
Well, when I was the director of emergency management, protection from the dangers of flooding and wildfires were two of the four priorities that my team had identified in 2009 when we built a plan for the region. 12 years later, they're still at the top of anyone's list, I would imagine. Safe drinking water is something many across Canada take for granted, and that includes Fort McMurray, until we found our water treatment plant compromised, as we did last year, and we were all forced to boil water at home. Mm-hmm. What happened to that critical infrastructure should never have occurred 2 years ago, a year ago, and I think that we need to work harder at that. I also want to make certain that the work that began on Fire Smart measures in 2016 continues throughout Fort McMurray and the region.
All right, and to your second point, building a strong municipal staff, I'm curious as to your thoughts on the current municipal staff and what needs to be improved.
Well, I don't know if I spoke about it earlier, but I've been on several boards, including my current role as the vice chair of the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board. I was also one of the initial people to serve on the municipality's Combative Sports Commission between 2013 and 2020. And we were supported by some great people from the municipality. I'd have to say also that having led people in several locations across Alberta and the Northwest Territories, it has always been about the team, specifically the people around you who matter. And locally, there are many caring municipal employees who come to work each day, and I simply want them to be able to do the best job they can serving the citizens across our region. So as a member of council, I want to ensure that the CAO provides them the ability to succeed and that they have the right environment in which to thrive.
Okay. And your last priority was improving relationships specifically with Indigenous leaders, and I believe you mentioned industry as well. Maybe go between the two, starting with Indigenous. Do you think our relationship is in good terms right now? I know this last council has been focusing a lot on truth and reconciliation, and then going to industry, do you think our relationship needs a little bit more improvement? I know it was quite rocky over the last couple of years with talks of FIFO and work camps, things like that.
Yes, and so to your first question regarding Indigenous relations, I always think that there's room for improvement. I know that from my time back in 2007, whether with the RCMP or the municipality, I saw a good number of people who were striving to improve and to maintain good, sound working relationships with them. And I would just see that if I was to be a member of council as moving that forward or moving the changes forward. As far as our industry and provincial government ministries over the last 4 years, I found that the relationships that council has embarked on to be more adversarial and oppositional. I hope to see that approach change to one that is more positive and productive.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here, Renee. And the one question I've been asking every single candidate, whether for looking to become just a counselor or for those running to become mayor, and obviously Fort McMurray's identity will be the oil sands, and no one's ever asking that to change up here. However, do you think that maybe Fort McMurray should look to add on to our identity, not change? I want to mention that it's just add on, and maybe find some other things that we can highlight Fort McMurray as, you know, just other than industry.
Well, one of the sayings that I've always clinged to is that money will only go where it is respected. And so I hope to see a change on council that demonstrates that we've earned the respect of those wanting to invest in our region. And if we can come together and achieve that, I believe that good things will happen.
All right. Well, Renee, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, I think we've covered most points. I'm looking forward to the weeks and months ahead, engaging people of Fort McMurray and Ward 1 to better understand their needs and expectations. And I really see this election as a crossroads for our region, and I'm confident with the right people on council, we can work together to succeed in moving our region forward.
Once again, that was Renee Wells, who is the sixth person to announce their intention to run for one of six Ward 1 council seats in this year's municipal election. He joins Joseph Mugato, Sandy Bowman, Jennifer Vardy, Funky Banjoko, and Alex McKenzie. If you're looking for more information about Renee or any of the other five candidates, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the weather. Now, before you leave thinking that's not going to be an exciting topic, we are in a heat wave, and we may be setting a new record.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Renee Wells, who is the sixth person to announce their intention to run for one of six Ward 1 council seats in this year's municipal election. He joins Joseph Mugato, Sandy Bowman, Jennifer Vardy, Funky Banjoko, and Alex McKenzie. If you're looking for more information about Renee or any of the other five candidates, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now joining me over the phone is Alyssa Peterson, who is a meteorologist with Environment Canada. Alyssa, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and it's not just Fort McMurray, it's pretty much all of Western Canada, but we're in I'm just going to say it's a horrific heat wave. I'm from Southern Ontario, so I'm kind of used to the temperatures when, you know, you add humidity to it, but this is getting a little crazy. We're getting high 30s for most of the week. I believe Wednesday we're supposed to peak over 40. Can you just kind of touch on, you know, why this heat wave is, where is it starting from?
Yeah, so it's just a little bit of a shift in the jet stream that's caused this. So we have a very high amplified, that means it goes from like the south to the north jet stream, and that brings in a lot of hot air over BC. So it was basically a big dome of like extreme temperatures and extreme hot air sitting over BC and Alberta for the better part of, you know, since last Friday and well into this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I've been in Fort McMurray for 5 years now, and one of the best parts of the summers is that it's pretty consistent during the summer. We don't get a lot of nice weather, but when we do, it's usually low to mid-20s, and occasionally it'll peak into the 30s, but this is by far the worst I've ever seen it up here. Going down the record books, like, where does this week, rank when it comes to maybe some of the hottest times Fort McMurray's ever experienced?
So this week being really hot, we can get this every year. We can get it every couple of years where it gets extreme hot like this. Where it sits on the record books for Fort McMurray is actually kind of in the realm of kind of normal. We're only forecasting at this time, let me see, 4 days above 30. I mean, we're close to 30 for the end of the week. So how this plays out in the end, in the long term, we'll kind of see how that plays out. But as we're currently forecasting right now, we're only sitting at 4 days above 30. A couple of them are, like you said, closer to 40. Where that sits, though, the longest stretch we've had above 30 in Fort McMurray was actually just in 2015. There was 6 days in a row. And before that, there was 6 days in 1989. So this is a significant event, but there has been stretches like this before with this kind of extreme heat.
Okay. And I don't know if you have the records in front of you. Specifically, when was the last time Fort McMurray actually hit 40 degrees? We don't get a lot of humidity up here, so I know it's very rare when we experience something, you know, like that. Where 30s, where you mentioned, it's probably, you know, it's somewhat common, but 40 seems like it's, you know, quite rare.
So it is. Fort McMurray has never hit 40 degrees. The hottest ever temperature that's been recorded was during a heat wave similar to this. The longest heat wave above 32 degrees is 4 days, from July 15th to 18th in 1941. And on the last day of that heat wave, Fort McMurray hit 38.9. And that is the current standing hottest temperature. So the forecast for Wednesday could break that all-time record for Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say break. That's 2 degrees more potentially. That's not mm-hmm. breaking a record. That's like smashing a record. That's a big difference.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing with this heat wave throughout BC and in parts of Alberta here. I mean, some places in BC yesterday were breaking, a lot of places were breaking records by up to 10 degrees. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily all time. There were a lot of all times, but just in general, records are falling by quite a lot during this event.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, Alyssa, I'm curious if stretches like these are going to start becoming more normal maybe in the years to come, obviously with climate and the climate getting a little bit warmer. Is it safe to say that, obviously we can't forecast years into the future, but do you think it's possible that stretches where we see 4 to 5 days potentially, or spots where it's more usually moderate, we're going to get some extreme temperatures, whether it be warm days and cold days?
Well, yeah, exactly. So what we're kind of looking at when it comes to how climate change might impact events like this is, it's not going to change kind of how often they happen necessarily, but what it does kind of tell us is that we're going to be getting higher highs, more frequent highs, and lower lows. So extreme cold events can also be kind of linked in the same way. The extremeness of these events is what we're kind of looking at as the climate does change here.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
Yeah. So when it comes to the heat like this, like I said, this is the hottest ever. It's currently just a forecast, but it could be the hottest temperature that Fort McMurray's ever experienced. And when it comes to temperatures like this, heat illness and getting sick from the heat is a really big concern. And so I would suggest, if possible, for people to kind of maintain awareness of how they're feeling, trying not to stay outside for too long, or if they have to, you know, drink a lot of water, sometimes even before you even feel thirsty, and to make sure that you check on loved ones or neighbors to make sure that they are doing okay during this event.
I'll tell you one thing, that on that day, I will be sitting in front of a fan from the time I wake up until the time I go to sleep, and possibly while I'm sleeping too. Like I said, I'm from Southern Ontario. I'm used to 40 degree weather. Doesn't mean I like it. So Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're quite busy, as this is not just impacting Fort McMurray. It's impacting pretty much Western Canada. So I know Environment Canada is quite busy right now. So thanks again for taking a couple minutes.
Yeah, not a problem.
Once again, that was Alyssa Peterson, meteorologist with Environment Canada, talking about the heat wave we're currently in and the fact that we may hit a new community record of a high of 41 tomorrow. So once again, Environment Canada is recommending residents take extra precautions when going outside. This includes drinking plenty of water, watching for signs of overheating, and just staying inside if possible, something that I am going to try as much as possible. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.